and welcome to the Manological Podcast. This week, we return for episode 2 of series 4. Coming up on this week's episode, we have PE and games teacher Mr. Hill joining us for the teacher interview. We hear about this week's year 6 production, some facts about space, endangered UK birds, the top selling products on Amazon, some facts about Liverpool Football Club, plus some jokes and riddles too. Our year 6s have been very busy preparing for the summer production in recent weeks, so here's Obba to tell us more.
Hello everybody, my name is Obba and very soon we're going to be doing the Year 6 production, which has been revealed to be, drum roll please, Oliver Twist, with songs like Food Glorious Food and Consider Yourself. It's a classic that I feel needs no explanation. We have two casts, Pearls and Tiaras. I'm in Pearls. We have 4 shows and we hope you can see at least one. In Pearls, we have Yaneth as Oliver, me, Obba, as Fagin, Tara as Dodger, Frankie as Bill Sykes, and Neve as Nancy. Our shows are on the 8th and 10th. In Tiaras, we have Lizzie as Oliver, Rafi as Fagin, Oscar as Dodger, Aaron as Bill Sykes, and Maya as Nancy. Their shows are on the 9th and 11th. We hope you can come on down to see at least one. We hope you enjoyed.
Very much looking forward to coming to watch that show over the weekend. If you haven't booked your tickets yet, I do recommend getting in touch with the school office as soon as you can. I've caught a few glimpses of rehearsals and it certainly looks like one that is not to be missed. Let's move on now to some space facts next. Here's Fiore and Joey in Year 3 to tell us what they found out.
Hi, I'm Fiore.
And I'm Joey.
And today we're going to tell you 10 facts about space.
Number 1. In space, there's no way for sound to travel, so space is completely silent.
Number 2. When people travel to space, they need a big suit and backpack that will keep them safe. This suit costs over $12 million.
Number 3. Venus is the hottest planet at a boiling 450 degrees.
Number 4. There are huge volcanoes on Mars that are 3 times bigger than Mount Everest.
Number 5. There are so many stars in the sky that no one has been able to count them.
People used to believe that the Earth was the only planet that had water on it. But there's water on Mars too.
Number 7. Because there is no wind on the moon, when people leave footprints on the surface, they will stay there forever.
Number 8. No matter where you are in the world, you only ever see one side of the moon.
Number 9. Space helmets have a Velcro strap inside them, just in case astronauts get an itchy nose while they're in space, they can rub their nose on the patch to scratch it.
Finally, number 10. Did you know there are lots of things we use every day that were inspired by inventions we created for space travel? The technologies we use for camera, phones, laptops, and the computer mouse can all be traced back to inventions that were made for space travel.
We hope you learned something new today. Bye!
The rest of our Year 3 contingent have been researching too. Here they are with some facts about Liverpool Football Club.
Hi, my name's Rashid.
And my name is Karen.
My name's Sonia.
My name is Dylan.
Today we're going to talk about Liverpool Football Club.
The manager of Liverpool is called Jurgen Klopp. The best players are Mo Salah, Kenny Dalglish, Virgil van Dijk, Sadio Mane, Ian Rush and Steven Gerrard.
Liverpool are in a league called the Premier League. Liverpool have won the league many times.
Liverpool have a sister called Everton. Everton and Liverpool are rivals in the Premier League.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Freddie and James in Year 6 have been exploring online shopping, and in particular, the top-selling products on Amazon.
Hello, today we are going to be sharing the top 3 best-selling items from each category on Amazon.
Best books. The Glucose Method, your 4-week guide to cutting cravings, getting your energy back, and feeling amazing. Number 2, Board of Lunch, the Healthy Air Fryer book. And number 3, Ultra-Possessed People, Why Do We Eat Stuff That Isn't Food? And Why Can't We Stop?
Most sold Prime Video movies. Number 1, Black Adam. Number 2, Plane. Number 3, Avatar, The Way of Water.
Bestsellers in software. Number 1, Norton 360 Deluxe 2023, an antivirus software. Number 2, McAfee Total Protection 2023, also an antivirus software. And number 3, Microsoft 365 Family.
Bestsellers in handmade products. First Holy Communion card. Number 2, Congratulations Wedding card. Number 3, Custom License Plate Keychain.
Bestsellers in home and kitchen. Number 1, the Brita Maxtra Plus, a replacement water filter. Number 2, Utopia Bedding Filled Sheet Double, grey. Number 3, Ninja Foodie Max Dual Zone Air Fryer.
Bestsellers in PC and gaming. Number 1, The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, Nintendo Switch. Number 2, Logitech Wireless Mouse. Number 3, PlayStation 5 DualSense Wireless Controller.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks, boys. A fascinating insight into the buying habits on Amazon. Eleanor in Year 6 is here next to report on some of the most endangered birds in the UK.
Hi everyone, my name is Eleanor and I'm here to talk to you about the top 5 endangered birds in the UK. Number 1, capercaillie. The capercaillie is a turkey-sized member of the grouse family. As ground-dwelling birds, they are well camouflaged to blend in with the undergrowth. Having died out once before, the capercaillie was reintroduced in the 1800s, so is once more headed for extinction. It's a shy creature which thrives best when left alone in its natural habitat. Sadly, although capercaillie also live among planted conifers, it's no substitute for their own natural habitat. This, combined with increased predation, means that there are currently estimated to be just 502 capercaillie left in the UK. Number 2, kittiwake. A common visitor to the North Sea coast, Orkney, Shetland and northwest Scotland, the kittiwake is a medium-sized gull which, unlike many gulls, you won't find kittiwake scavenging inland. This gull spends most of its life on the wing, far out at sea, only returning to nest and breed sometime between February and August. According to the British Trust for Ornithology, kittiwake numbers are decreasing because of rising sea surface temperatures, which affects the distribution of its stable diet of shrimps and sand eels. Number 3, leech's storm petrel. An amazing seabird, although leech's storm petrel is no bigger than a songbird, spends most of its life far out at sea, fishing along the continental shelf and beyond. Only returning to share it to breed, its incredible sense of smell helps it to detect food from afar. Most of the UK population migrates to the tropics during the winter, leaving in the autumn and returning in spring. It's renowned for skipping across the sea's surface, its webbed feet patterning quickly to stop it from sinking as it scoops up food in its beak. Number 4, puffin. Puffin is much loved for its comical, almost clownish appearance. Sadly, although its numbers are in sharp decline, like many of our seabirds, puffins depend on the availability of sand eels and small fish for food. As stocks have declined due to climate change and overfishing, puffins have paid the price. Other factors which make puffins vulnerable include their concentration in a small number of breeding sites in the UK, slow birthing rate and susceptibility to pollution incidents. Number 5, house martin. House martins spend much of their time on the wing, migrating from Africa to spend their summers in the UK. Because house martins often build their nests under the eaves of people's homes, fate of this bird is intertwined with the actions of its hosts. Numbers are down largely because of climate change, habitat loss, and new build houses, which stop them from nesting properly. Widespread pesticide use has also drastically reduced their food source, flying insects, which they will only catch on the wing. Thank you for listening to my section of the podcast.
One to test your brains next is Arthur in Year 4 has got some riddles for you to try and solve.
I am Arthur and I am Year 4. I would like to tell you some riddles. 12 pears hanging on a tree. 12 men passing by. Each took a pear and left 11 pears hanging there. How can this be? Pause to figure out the answer. The answer is Each is a man's name. Riddle 2. What is the difference between a fly and a bird? Pause now to figure out the answer. The answer is a bird can fly, but a fly can't bird. Riddle 3. How can a human fly? Pause to figure out the answer. The answer is get on an aeroplane. Riddle 4. Who is the best at Harry Potter jokes? Pause to figure out the answer. The answer is Tom Riddle. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed my part of the podcast.
Something to make you laugh next. Harry and Harley in Year 4 have got some jokes that they say you just can't not laugh at.
Hi, I'm Harley.
I'm Harry.
And today we are going to tell you about jokes you can't laugh at.
First, what do you call a camel with three humps?
Humphrey. The wife said, how do I look? The husband said, with your eyes.
What do you call a man with no shin?
Tony. What do you call a fake noodle? An impasta.
Why can't a nose be 12 inches? Because then it would be a foot.
What do you call a can opener that doesn't work? A can't opener.
Did you hear about the Italian chef that died? He passed away.
Did you hear about the guy who invented the knock-knock joke? He won Nobel Prize.
What's red and bad for your teeth?
A brick. Did you hear about the claustrophobic astronaut? He needed some space.
What do you call an alligator in a vest? An investigator.
What do you call a fly with no wings? A walk.
What did the mum say to the audience? Nothing, he was professional.
The dad's tomato was running with his baby. The baby was so slow, the dad said, catch up.
Why did Cinderella so bad at football? She kept running away from the ball.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Last up, we have our weekly teacher interview. So here are James, Freddie and Lachlan putting the questions to PE and games teacher, Mr. Hill.
Hello and welcome to our interview with Mr. Hill, our new PE teacher.
So far, he's been brilliant in our lessons, so on to the questions.
Question 1. What was your favourite lesson at school?
Very easy one, PE.
Question 2. Have you ever been a PE teacher before?
So I qualified as a teacher 5 years ago, and I've been a classroom teacher since then before Manor Lodge, but previous to that I was a sports coach, so I was teaching PE in primary schools, all over Hertfordshire.
Fine, cool.
What other jobs have you done in the past?
My first ever job was at a garden centre. And then I became a lifeguard, and then I've been a sports coach and teacher from there.
What is your favourite chocolate bar?
Ooh, that is a tricky one. I'm going to have to go with a Twix.
What was your primary school called?
My primary school was called Grove Road, and that was in Tring.
Oh, I played rugby against Tring.
Mm. Oh yeah, same. Where did you grow up?
I've been in Tring for my whole life, and currently I live just outside of Tring in a small village called Marsworth.
What is your favourite sport?
I think to watch, probably football. I don't play football anymore, but I'm big into my running, so trail running probably to actually do, but to watch, definitely football.
Okay. Question 8. How have you found your time at Manor Lodge?
I've absolutely loved it. I've loved meeting all the staff. I've loved meeting all the children. And, yeah, just love being outside all day, teaching PE. Been really good to see everyone playing some really good cricket. And the fixtures have been excellent as well.
Question 9. What is your favourite sports team?
I think I'm in a bit of a minority here, but Chelsea is the team that I support.
And finally, question 10. What hobbies do you have?
I like to keep busy doing exercise. As I said, I love running at the moment, swimming as well. Watching my daughter play sport. And just kind of family time things on the weekend, going to the park, going to soft plays, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Thank you for letting us interview you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye. We round things off as usual with some music. Harry and Harley created this week's intro music on GarageBand, and now to play us out, here's Hugo playing The Swing on the piano.
Thank you for listening to the Manor Lodge School Podcast.